Tune in every Sunday from the hour of 4 to the hour of 6 on the crossover with me, Abigail, a show where we dive into timely topics that shape our lives every Sunday when we start off a new week.
I've made up my mind, don't need to think it over. If I'm wrong, I am right. Don't need to look no further, this ain't lust. I know this is love. But if I tell you,
listening to the crossover with Abigail.
For so long. Listening to The Crossover with Abigail.
Cursing my name, no matter what I do. Don't you stop loving me. Don't quit loving me. Just stop loving me. Ooh. And babe, I'm fist fighting with fire just to get close to you. Could we burn someday? And I'll run for miles just to get a taste. Must be love on the brain. That's got me feeling this way. It beats me black and blue, but it fucks me so good, and I can't get enough. Must be love on the brain. It keeps cursing my name. No matter what I do, I'm no good without you, and I can't get enough. Must be love on the brain.
Well, 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 it is 17 minutes after the hour of 4 o'clock. Well, a good afternoon to you and you and you on this Sunday afternoon, wherever you are tuning us from. So we are going to be together right from this minute, right up until the hour of 6 o'clock this afternoon or evening, however you call it. Yeah, so that is an hour and 43 minutes from now. Yes, we are going to be together. So today is the 14th of June. You know, I've been sharing with you guys how this winter is very weak. Yes, this winter is very weak, to be honest. And people did not want to believe me when I was telling them in May that this winter is really not going to be cold. And the reason behind that is the fact that there wasn't much rainfall that we received in the capital, all in commas, right? So there was an argument of, no, it is going to get cold. You know, June is also coming. Usually the cold arrives around June. That's when we really start feeling the cold. And I kept on explaining to say, no, look, I know the cold in the capital, right? I've been living here since the year 2020. So obviously I have observed the pattern on how winter comes and how winter, you know, goes. So I was saying this, look, if it's really a cold year, by the time we go towards the end of April, we're going to start feeling the cold, right? So meaning, May, we were going to experience some days very cold, some days, you know, not cold, leading up to the month of June where it really gets cold. Okay. And then someone was saying, no, okay, let's wait for the first week of June. You know, it really gets cold on the first day in June and also the second day of June. I said, okay, let's wait. But then nothing happened. You know, here we are in the second week, actually the last in the second week of June. So tomorrow we are starting off with the third week of June and the cold is still minimal. Even though I've been told that it gets very cold in the mornings, you know, apparently early mornings it's very cold. So maybe there is some cold in the morning. Yeah. Because even in the evening, you know, there's not really much cold even at night. So this winter is not giving winter. And I've been explaining this to you guys. It's because we did not receive a lot of rain this year. Even though other people were also arguing with me, no, it was raining. We received some rain in winter. Because like, no, come on, guys. You really want to say that we really received the rain in Windhoek this year? No. Mm-mm. If we have to compare during the same time last year, did we really receive rain? No, colleagues. So obviously the winter is also not going to be hectic. So I was making a joke on my Silozi show that I have a pair of boots that I bought last year for this winter and a coat. Now, because it's not really cold, where am I supposed to wear these things now? Right? And so this is why I was also looking forward to the cold very much, because I felt like I was very prepared.
know, I got this pair of nice warm boots. Also this nice coat that I felt like I wanted to look good in during the cold days of winter. But guess what? Winter was like, we are not doing that this year. So yeah, it is actually a very cozy Sunday for me. It is cozy because I was indoors. Yes. Did I go anywhere? Nope. I did not go anywhere. So the whole weekend I was indoors. Friday when I knocked off, we went to Stop and Shop with my sister. We went to go shop for veggies because vegetables are very cheap. Or let me say rather, they are affordable at Stop and Shop. If you like veggies, veggies like tomatoes, onions, carrots, fruits, everything is actually very affordable. So Friday we went to go do some shopping, and then since then I was just indoors. So I really feel like I'm a good girl, you know. I always feel like I've accomplished something when I have stayed the whole weekend indoors. How was your weekend on your end? What did you do this weekend? Because usually I usually express how exhausting it is, you know, to be doing things when you are supposed to be resting and relaxing. It's really exhausting. And this is why you guys find yourself in a cycle of exhaustion, because come Friday when you're supposed to rest and Saturday you are out and about, you know. The streets know your name. The streets know your first and your second name to your last name. So when do you get to rest? And even now as I'm speaking to you, best believe that there are fellas out there who are busy with Sunday instead of resting. And then tomorrow they start complaining, oh, Friday must come. Oh, Friday must come. And then Friday comes and then they go back into the cycle of gallivanting. They gallivant the whole Friday, Saturday, same thing, Sunday, same thing. And then Monday comes, the same cycle again. Oh, Friday must come. Friday must. No, guys, no. So I feel really proud of myself because last Sunday I was like, I can't wait for the upcoming weekend so that I can just rest. Because the other weekend, I also really kept myself busy. I really had a busy weekend. So I really did not feel the weekend, so to say. Yeah, it felt like the weekend just came by and then it was gone. The next thing I saw, it was a Sunday and I was sitting on air. And I was like, yo, I really can't wait for the next weekend so I can just really, really enjoy, you know, the weekend and also rest. Because it's also, it's really nice, guys, especially when it's Friday. I know very well that once I knock off, I'm going to be off. The next day, I'm also going to be off up until Sunday, the late hours of the afternoon, where I come and keep you guys company. So it's nice. If you are the type that likes to keep yourself busy when you're supposed to rest, please change. You need to start resting because rest is actually very nice, you know. You even feel like, I'm sure you can even pick it up from my voice, that I am really ready to tackle the upcoming week. Like, I'm really ready. I am ready. See, ready, you know, for the upcoming week. So if you are the type who really doesn't rest when you're supposed to rest, try resting rather than keeping yourself busy, rather than you being all over the place. You know, try to rest because it is actually good for you. Yeah. See, I'm even talking, I'm even preaching because it's like 5 minutes for half past the hour of four. So it is the crossover. I hope I mentioned that. Seems like I was just too excited to come on and then, you know, start conversing with you guys. Yeah, English. And funny enough, this Sundays my English seems to be behaving very well. That I come on air, I start speaking. It's very rare for me to make mistakes, whether pronunciation or just certain words coming out wrong. It's rare now. You know, I don't know what is happening, but my vocab also seems to be behaving yes, it really seems to be behaving, because it's really rare now where I really mispronounce words or say the wrong word when I'm supposed to say the other word. So today we do have a very, I don't want to say interesting. I think I use the word interesting a lot. Yeah. So I don't want to say that we have an interesting conversation, but rather I think I can say that I have a very, wait, let me look for a word. You know, the good thing about life is that there's uncle, right? Yeah, there's uncle. So uncle is always at the tip of your hands. If you are struggling with something, it's very easy. You just you type and then you ask uncle. Because I wanted another word instead of the word that I wanted to use, right? So I found this word, ambition. So maybe let me say that today's conversation is very ambitious in terms of it's a conversation that is here to try and push us, right? Push us in a case where we feel like we are not moving. We are just sitting in one place, one space. So that is the conversation for today, right? So if you are not busy, do come through and join the conversation as it goes on. Once we start, do come through and share whatever you'd like to share with us. I know World Cup games have started. People have started watching those. And I know a lot of people are actually glued to their screens nowadays because of those games. Like I said, I am not a soccer fanatic. I have tried, but it's just not my thing, to be honest. Yeah, somebody will say otherwise, but I mean, we all like different things at the end of the day. But I tried, to be honest. I tried. I wanted to see, what do people see in watching soccer so much, you know, attentively? Nothing else matters in that moment apart from the game they are watching. I tried that. But then every time I tried, it just ended up in a thing of, okay, it's not my thing. It's not that exciting. So I always found myself questioning as to, do I want to continue trying to see? Because I have tried and I haven't seen. How long do I want to keep trying so I can see? And then eventually I was like, no, it's okay. I think I'm just not a fanatic when it comes to football. So yeah, we will go for a musical break, and on the other side, we will come get into the conversation as to what we are talking about today. And one thing I love about our listeners is that they do listen. Yes. Our listeners, or let me say my listeners, let me not, plural, yay, I was just here, you know, applauding to the English behaving. Okay, let me not generalize, this thing. Let me just rather bring it to myself, that one thing that I love and I have observed is that my listeners do listen. You know, they do listen and they love listening, but then they just don't engage, you know. There were times when I would be like, is there somebody listening there? You know, is there somebody listening? Because I didn't believe, because there was a time when France told me that if you want to see that there are people listening on the radio, just insult or say the wrong thing. Then you will see, they will start calling to bash you, you know. So that's one thing I know, that's one thing I love and admire about the listeners, is that they are always listening, even though they do not engage. I don't think I told you guys the story, because maybe I thought that it was irrelevant to this show, but it was a story in regards to the Silozi show that I usually run during the weekdays. I met somebody who I was not expecting to be a listener of that particular show. But then he was like, yeah, I usually listen to you. You are doing a great job. You need to continue. I said, what? Wait. Ooh. You are going so fast. What are you saying? Yes. So he was like, no, you are actually doing an amazing job. You know, he even went as far as, what is the word? It's gone. But yeah, he went as far as, you know, telling me how good my Silozi is on the radio. And I was just in so much disbelief, like, huh? The Silozi that I'm struggling with. It's like, no, you are so good. You need to keep it up, you know. I was like, okay. This is actually very lovely to hear. So that was really humbling. And I really appreciated those words, you know. It was really, really humbling in terms of, you know what? People do listen. And though people maybe are just too shy to pick up the phone and say, okay, this is my take on whatever you are talking about. But people do listen. So with that said, let's go for a musical break and then we'll come continue on the other side. So here is Faggy on this one that is titled, I hope you know, I hope you know that this has nothing to do with you. Yeah, that one. Pickles don't cry.
Da, 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 da. The smell of your skin lingers on. Flight back to your hometown. I need some shelter of my own protection, baby. Be with myself and center clarity, peace, serenity. I must go alone. I must take the baby steps till I'm full grown. Fairy tales don't always have a happy ending, do they? And I forsake the dark ahead if I stay. Self and center clarity.
big girls don't cry. What do they do? It is 23 minutes to the hour of 5 o'clock. Let's get into it. Right? I promised you guys that we do have a very ambitious topic. I hope I'm putting it in the right order. Yes, we have an ambitious topic that is going to, you know, make us feel ambitious in case we feel stagnant, in case we feel like we are not moving anyway, right? Many people delay their dreams waiting for the right time, you know, the right resources or the right opportunity. Yet some of the most successful people began with what they had, where they were. So we are going to discuss a topic that speaks to anyone who has ever felt they were not ready, not qualified enough, or lacking the resources to pursue their goals, right? So today's topic is start where you are, because many of us spend years, you know, waiting for the perfect moment to start a business, go back to school, change careers, pursue a passion, or make a positive change in our lives. But the truth is that there is rarely a perfect moment, right? The people who achieve their goals often begin with what they have and learn along the way. So today, we are going to take the first step, which is often the most important step, and how ordinary people have achieved extraordinary results simply by starting where they are. So that is what we are talking about today. You know, many of us, we usually, you know, wait such a long time. It could be months, it could be years, you know, for the perfect moment to do something. And that something can be anything. It could be to start a business. It could be to take that trip. It could be probably to go back to school. Maybe you were once enrolled at a college or at a university, and then something happened. Those studies had to go on hold. Now you have to go back to those studies. Or maybe you had never registered at college or a university, and then you would like to go back to school and pursue that dream. So a lot of us, we really spend a lot of time waiting for the perfect moment to start these things, right? It could be a change of a career. Personally, I didn't know that you can change a career at any point in your life. I used to think that when you start as a teacher, you have to die as a teacher. You know, when you start off as a police officer, you have to die as a police officer. There was no point in time where I honestly thought that people can switch careers in this life. Until I saw it with my uncle, right? My uncle was a teacher, and when he was a teacher, he became an HOD. And then when he was an HOD, he started studying something else, right? So once he completed that particular qualification, which was in logistics, I think so. Yes, I think it was logistics. So once he completed that qualification in logistics, then he stopped teaching and went and worked another job that had nothing to do with education. So it was very surprising to me that, this is possible, you know. And then he was with that job for such a long time, for a few years, and then he moved from that job and then went to a lecturing job, like full-time. So now, as I'm telling you this story, he is a full-time lecturer at one of these Namibian institutions, higher institutions of learning. So he is actually the first person who made it clear to me that you can actually change careers, right? But then some of us, we spend so much time waiting for the perfect moment to do that. What if the perfect moment is right there. You know, because the truth is, there is really a perfect moment to do anything in this life. You know, we can try to have a timeline, we can try to plan, but there are just certain things in life that do not require, you know, a perfect moment. Rather, all they require is you starting, you know, putting effort and also making sure that you do stick to what you have started. So we are going to start off by looking at what does start where you are really mean. When I am talking about, you can actually start where you are, you know, right now as I'm speaking to you, you don't have to wait any longer. You don't have to wait for the perfect moment, because what if the perfect moment does not come? What if the perfect moment does not come at all? Then what? Does that mean your dreams, your plans, your ideas, they just go in vain? So when we talk about start where you are, we mean beginning your journey with the skills, with the resources, and the time you currently have, rather than waiting for perfection, for perfect conditions. It is an invitation to take an actionable, realistic first step from your actual starting point, rather than comparing yourself to others, right? And I also saw another meaning in terms of what does start where you are really mean in this context that we are talking about right now. So this one, I got it on theartneon.com, which explains start where you are as follows. That start where you are means feeling like you are behind, you know, whether in your career, whether in your creative projects, whether in your personal milestones. So feeling like you are behind in these things is common. So the phrase start where you are is often offered as simple advice, but it holds a practical meaning when you are trying to move forward from a place of doubt or delay. So this piece breaks that quote down that I'm going to read to you into a plain language and shows why it resonates and gives concrete ways to use it in real settings, you know. So the meaning simply explained is that start where you are means beginning with the resources, the skills, the time and space you currently have, instead of waiting for perfect conditions. It's not a call to rush or to ignore planning. It's an invitation to take an actionable first step from your actual starting point. So what these words actually say is that at its core, you know, the court removes the pressure to recreate someone else's timeline. For example, if you own a small business, it does not require you to fully renovate that business, you know, so that you can start offering services. No, if you are content with what you have, it doesn't mean that you need something else because you are content. So starting where you are often means choosing a small visible action. It could be opening a booking calendar. You know, you've been wanting to travel to Zanzibar. You've been wanting to travel to Victoria Falls. You've been having plans to travel to Etosha. And then instead of now thinking about, oh, when am I going to go? You actually open a booking calendar and look like, let me check, when can I actually take this step, you know? So starting where you are means choosing a small visible action, such as setting up a social media account or turning one corner of your salon into a photo-ready studio. So those small actions create momentum and feedback that inform the next steps. Because sometimes you don't need to plan to have a photo shoot, you know. Maybe you just went to the barber shop to go cut, trim your hair nicely, trim your beard nicely. And then as you are walking out of the barber shop, you realize there is a photo studio there. And then you go into the photo studio. Click, click, click. You have pictures of yourself looking fresh, looking good. Also, same to women. You go to a salon. Maybe you've been planning to have a photo shoot, a booked photo shoot. When you're stepping out of the salon, you see that right around the corner, there's a photo studio, and you walk in there. You take photos, and then the next thing, you are looking at pictures of you looking so beautiful, right? So why does starting where you are stick with you? Many people feel behind because of comparisons, you know, cultural expectations or the visible success of others online. And I've been saying this over and over on this particular show that we should refrain living our lives based on what we see online, based on what people put online. Because people will never put their struggles online. Never. They will never put their suffering. They will never put when they are not, when they are having disagreements with people in life. No. They will put things that they want you to consume. So when you are consuming those things, consume them with the knowledge of, this is just for my eyes. It has nothing to do with my life. So the quote, "Start where you are," is appealing because it reframes progress as a process, not as a single metric. Right? It speaks to perfectionism and comparison. We all know that perfectionism asks for flawless conditions. Start where you are counters that by valuing iteration, right? So I hope we are clear on what do we mean when we say start where you are, right? So all it means is that whatever you have in this moment, whatever you have now, you can use those resources to start. I saw something, I saw something on social media. Just can't really recall where exactly did I see it, but I remember seeing something on social media. It was a post that was motivating young people, you know, to engage in side hustles, you know, engaging in side hustles, whether you are employed, whether you are unemployed, because jobs are really scarce in Namibia, right? Somebody's calling. Hello.
Madam Boss, mwavuka mwavuka kuchani wena.
Handa mazuzavule.
Mazuzahambi.
Encha.
Kuchani wena, kwa teni kwa msevesa.
Teni kwa msevesi.
Teni kwa msevesi.
Heni.
Hii.
Mina mkai.
Fa programa yami. Fa programa yami.
Fa programa yaka.
Ma programa yaka.
Eh, ni ya the crossover.
Yeah, the crossover.
Eh.
Yes. Thank God I got my book notes. My notebook.
You already started taking notes.
Oh, I think I've not been disciplined enough on that one. By now I could be seeing it very well.
Yeah.
Yeah, so start. I'm going to start now.
No, wait first. Please? Before you start. Are you not watching the World Cup?
World Cup, I mean, my friend, is exam time this time.
Huh?
So, of course, I watch it, but they start very late. But this one, I don't know whether they are starting now, but I do right check the one that
yeah,
starts very late.
I realize that their games really start late, around midnight. Oh. They passed midnight.
Yes, 12.
Yeah.
I don't know what this is. But are they no ones that are starting? Because I'm not seeing them in my I think yes. I have got the schedules.
Yeah.
But maybe there are, but I don't think so.
Mm.
I don't know. Maybe it's not for our benefit. We are just taking the whole money there. Mm. Now, Africa has to watch around that time.
Mm.
For our economy, it's not like this big economy of Nigeria and South Africa, maybe where people don't sleep.
Yeah.
They produce every time.
They start 24/7.
Mm. So now for us, during that time, who's, you know?
It's very who's late.
Oh, my God, man. But anyway, so we just sacrifice maybe for some time. But I love the way Morocco plays.
Mm-hmm.
They impressed me. And this is what we want South Africa to do.
Yeah.
There was no higher ball there, kicking, it's passing and controlling the ball.
Mm.
So that is the game. That's why Brazil, you know, I favor them. But because they are meeting with our African young boys and young brothers there. So every team that is playing from Africa, I have to deserve my full support.
Mm.
And I'm not discriminating, but that's why I wanted to watch the soccer, the Brazilian soccer. When you watch that one, whether you are a coach or whatever, I'm so sure you learn a lot. And this is what Morocco adopted.
Mm.
Because they are using that style, and they are hitting you. There's no way you can just be kicking the ball for anybody. If you kick the ball, mommy, it's for anybody. Nobody's what? How do you say it? So everybody's business. Because it's in the...
Yeah.
Well, I wanted to use it. So now, because before we go into your point,
mm-hmm.
I don't know how when you started, and I don't just want to hear, no, bye, Kamosa. Kamoso, So that's why I just have to come in with what I have heard.
Okay.
So you are saying that, yes, we should start from where we are.
Mm.
And we should start with all the resources at our disposal.
Mm-hmm.
Our energies, our intellects, our whatever. Because, you know, these young ones were telling us the other time, not young ones in terms of, but I'm talking about Helmut and Dwight.
Mm-hmm.
And this is what we always hear. They say, yes, there's limited resources and unlimited need or want.
Mm.
And I always think, okay, but even ourselves now, we always now look at ourselves and say, yes, we have got unlimited what? Possibilities, unlimited energy or knowledge or whatever you have, the resources that you have. Okay? Mm. And the eagerness, that motivation. Mm. So, but then we do not want to start where we are with the little ones that we have.
Mm.
I've listened to many lecture presentations from this Eagle FM. So some of them, those entrepreneurs, I'm talking about entrepreneurs, innovators, and things like that.
Mm.
And they always tell you, yes. And indeed, these are successful women and men, entrepreneurs. And they say, no, we always start with this little one. So I tell you the money that they start with, you will not believe me. You say, no, Uncle Grandma is talking because of one reason or the other. No.
Mm.
So we have so much potential. That's why even at the Global Village, they are talking about Africa with the youthful population, energy.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it is because the liberation has stopped. The independence has come. Because most of these young ones, they should be. They would have been in the bush fighting. So now, we are actually failing to identify or maybe organize our thoughts. Is it ourselves? I don't know. Honestly speaking, this I've been listening to Eagle FM. So all what they are talking about, even yesterday, I think there was a very good presentation. So how they take this young one, South Africa, what is this thing? Ellie Gray. I think I need to go to your website and get Ellie Gray.
Okay.
So this is what you are giving unto us. You are now telling us, as a young one there, as a young one, you know, a youth, telling us that, yes, start where you are. Pick up yourself. So now, identify what are your needs are.
Yeah.
So you need to be careful, otherwise you hit yourself with that wire there, because you are touching it. So now, these are some of the things that you need to motivate the young ones. But and I also believe that, have you all exploited, what, that budget? Is it a what do you do? Depleted. I think this is also a correct word. Depleted is something that has been utilized.
Yeah, that is finished. Yeah, that is finished.
Yeah, so the one that was offered, I'm not so sure whether many of those youth that I interact with day to day, you ask them about it, they'll just tell you, it's not true, it's not true. Oh, they have never heard about it. How are we? Are we doing ourselves a favor? Or what is it that you should do? Honestly speaking, I'm sometimes asking myself. Abigail. What do you do, mommy?
I don't know.
Where do we start?
Kanizi.
So Kanizi, that means I don't know.
Yes.
Kanizi.
In Sofia.
Kanizi.
That is Sofia, ne?
Sofia, yeah. I want to learn Sofia, not the one that they teach at everybody at school.
But so that right? But that is the one that I speak on, Sizoma Saricho, the one that they are teaching everyone at school.
This one, Kazi?
Kanizi.
Kanizi. Kandishishi, you know in Oshwambe?
Yeah, Oshwambe is Kandishishi.
Kandishishi, Kanizi.
Kanizi.
Kandishishi. Kandishishi, Kanizi. Oh, this one is... Sometimes you must speak to me. I know you will be compared to speak in the official one, Silozi.
Yes, in Silozi, it's Hani Zivi.
Yeah, Silozi is what?
Hani Zivi.
Hani Zivi.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Zivi.
Yes.
Hani Zivi.
Hani Zivi.
Hani Zivi.
Okay,
it's also the our language as well. So maybe it's mixed now with... This Silozi.
Yeah.
Silozi. And yeah, you know, I see some of this, what do you call this accent in there? So now, yes, I think that is enough for me. People are watching and there are also some tournaments going on almost in every village. I'm not so sure. What I do not know is whether this football, this Federation of Namibia Football Association,
yeah.
I'm not so sure whether they are also on their mission. That's why I think I need to talk to Mr. Freddy.
I did not see Namibia on the World Cup teams.
Yeah, no, we couldn't. I think
we couldn't.
Talk to the coach.
No.
Are you with the coach?
I wanted to give you a coach here, but it's running off.
Are you sitting with the coach?
People are running away from their responsibilities. I don't know why. That's why I mean, I just want to see the
I just heard somebody say no. I actually heard somebody say no. I was
like, okay. Hey, it's the coach.
It's the coach.
Coach.
But so,
one of the coach of this.
But what is he saying when you ask him, why did they not make it to the World Cup?
They're just laughing. when you say why, when you ask that question, it's for us, all of us, it's for both of us. I was saying, I was now giving you to an expert.
Hi, Bo. Okay. He's so wild. I'm actually surprised. I was like, where is our country? Where is it?
Okay, fine. Despite that, sorry that we are not there. Because we could have heard the noise here,
Master. Yeah, definitely.
But now, where do we improve? How do we do it? That's why I decided, let me just see my member, Freddy Muya, please.
Yeah.
I said that the police, I can speak to him.
Mm-mm.
Because this is one of the coach who is leading a club, a very successful club. Boxing, karate, and in his region,
yes,
people, you know, they always win and things like that. And this, I think this young one is supposed to be competing now at I don't know whether they competed at Kedalala Nkuru, Kedalala Tate Kuru Kauluma, Long. So, because I know they went there. So now, what I'm saying is that even the coach, the first, they are failing to do their work. Just to interact with you and ask some questions.
Yeah, I'm like, why did he say no when he could have just explained to us listening on air that Namibia did not make it to the World Cup because of A, B, and C?
You see, because we practice in South Africa, because you have been hearing those kind of statements.
A, B, C.
We have not qualified. That's why we are not there. But we wanted you to tell us what are the issues, what are the problems, what are the barriers. You think in not only soccer, in sport in general. So even to see how we can help our community, to have some community hall where our young ones are mentored, are trained, and all these kind of things. Because they are also part of they can benefit from the money that is there.
Yeah.
GIPF has got the money for the funding. I understand maybe the viable business proposal might be a problem, but these are the things that we can as well assist them. These are the people that we have been together for a long time. Now the person is running away from just greeting you or even asking you. sorry, mommy. So start where you are.
Yes, start now, where you are, please.
Where now? From heaven, or manna from heaven.
You know, there are people who like to wait for the right time in other certain things. Even though the concept of waiting for the right time applies in other things.
Waiting for the right time, I'm hearing that one, but I have I'm waiting for the right time.
Yeah, yeah, like me, if you ask me, why am I not having kids? I'll tell you I'm waiting for the right time.
Yes, no, for you, I understand.
Yes.
That is socially acceptable or economically acceptable.
Yes.
Or religious acceptable.
Yes.
These are values. But when you say, I'm waiting for the right time.
For the right job.
For the right job in many other people. What it means to many people.
Yeah.
Is that whatever it is, waiting to get a job, is waiting to get a woman who is working. Maybe you are not working.
Yeah.
Because they could be a coach, but you are not getting any income.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, when this opportunity comes in, but you can also create an income for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
So they say tomorrow never come.
Mm-hmm.
There's also another
thing. Exactly. Tomorrow may never come.
Tomorrow might never come.
Exactly.
Of course, because we don't know how that is now in the hand of God.
Mm-hmm.
But that does not mean that you should not prepare, plan all these things, your life.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you do not do it today, tomorrow you keep on saying, I'm waiting for the right time. For you, I understand.
Yeah.
And I agree with that one. As a parent,
mm-hmm.
as a man. You understand?
Yeah.
Because if you can lead the global village, what will prevent you to lead the family? You can. That's the right time.
Definitely.
So thank you very much. Please, let's start. That's where we are.
Let's start where we are. You reminded me of this other song that I will play for you later.
Thank you very much.
It's a song by the Jackson 5.
Jackson 5?
Yes.
Jackson 5.
Jackson 5, and it sings A, B, C. Easy as 1, 2, 3. Na 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 do re mi. Yes.
I'll have a pen, I'll be writing.
All right.
Thank you very much.
Thank you so much.
The title is ABC.
Yes, the Jackson 5 ABC.
Okay.
Yes, I'll play it in a bit.
Thank you very much for consoling my soul.
Thank you so much.
I'm very so much happy that you really wanted to find out why Namibia is not there.
Yes. And the coach ran away. I'm so disappointed.
Maybe I've repented. Coach, so we just stick to the maybe yeah, just greet.
What's happened?
No, just greet.
Hi, coach.
Hello.
How are you?
We're good.
Why were you refusing to greet me? Why did you run away?
No, I didn't run away. I was occupied.
Oh, okay. No, all is good.
That's good.
All right.
So you think about the football? Why are we not reading to the World Cup?
I was asking why are we not there?
No special. We need some couple of equipment, a field. We don't have field in Namibia, especially for the soccer.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, we don't have field really. Sometimes we do to go to South Africa. We're going to train.
Mm-hmm.
And that was also cost our boss. So
the team did not train for the World Cup.
Nah, they trained for preparation here, but they never reached that side.
Oh,
you qualify, no?
That's unfortunate to hear.
Yeah.
No, thank you so much, coach.
Thank you, Mama.
All right.
Bye.
Bye. Okay, Uncle Bwana.
Thank you very much, but
Bye-bye.
I don't think that's the only reason the coach has given.
Yeah, but it's okay. We will take that reason. It's okay.
So thank you very much, but this is not only the reason, but I understand it's a region. It's one of the legitimate concerns.
Yeah.
But they can do very well, duel and mobilize for resources and go to the government and request for financial support or psychological, whatever support they need.
Yeah.
Are they doing that? Thank you very much.
No, thank you so much.
Welcome.
Bye-bye. So it is 9 minutes after the hour of 5 o'clock. Well, that was Uncle Bwana and one of the coaches of the Namibian team, Brave Warriors. I didn't want to ask his name, but Uncle Bwana said he is one of the coaches of the national team, because I was very curious as to why are we not at the World Cup. You know, I'm sure you all heard what he has to say. So we will go on a short break and we will continue shortly with our conversation. Just remember that, start where you are. You know, you don't need to wait for the perfect time, because sometimes tomorrow may never come. So I'll see you shortly. Do not go anywhere.
Let you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not fraud, it's a scandal. Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person that does not have a capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to
be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past.
Mm.
And it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
Lipura nenge no wapumbwa eva tere ulikoni maondo tuto ingida ashike kapeno nweko tete opoye ekukurile. Oshafafa na nongeshe faili mehola mo iho etike kovano ile koshiwana. Onongeshe fa ya pumbwa kukaraya kovano. Okupitira mo Eagle FM otuna evi tota njuka. Okukwetira oipindi konu konda doi nawa. Nune udo otukwetira o special ange tashake ngeshe fa omarudi dayo loka. Opone ujendi fenawa nukumona oijamo ili nawa. Ninge kwata fanona Monica ko Eagle FM. Onore tatuimwe bali heali nola natu heali bali no heali. Ile kongerewa, nora hetatu natu, bali o hetatu watatu, o mafilane, Eagle FM, the eye.
Of course, and we continue. You, guys, before I continue with the conversation, I really recommend resting during the weekend, you know. When you rest during the weekend, you will have a very positive mindset when you start off a new week. You will have energy and everything that you need to tackle the new week. Okay, let's get back to our conversation. So we started off with what does start where you are really mean. I remember before Uncle Bwana called, I was telling you guys a story about a social media post that I saw on social media today. And it was a post that was encouraging young people, you know, the youth in Namibia to start having these side hustles, you know, side jobs, whether they are employed or unemployed. Because if they wait for jobs, they are going to struggle with life. So at least to have something to do, you know, that brings a little income or whatever income that it brings at the end of the day, that makes a difference. So that was where I was headed to with me telling you this story in terms of, you know, that was an encouraging post in terms of start where you are, you know. If you are going to wait for the government to produce jobs for you to get a job, you might end up struggling. So whilst you are still waiting for these jobs to be available, you can start where you are right now by doing something that brings an income to you. So we are now going to look at understanding that you don't need a perfect condition all time to begin, right? Because sometimes waiting for the perfect condition often leads to paralysis, you know. So the act of starting itself with your current skills, with the little budget that you have, with the little resources, is actually the ideal launching pad, you know. Because progress relies on consistent momentum rather than flawless preparation. So you need to embrace the fact that you need to start now, you know, with the little that you have. Because if you wait for so long, waiting usually looms conditions that bring paralysis. And we all know what is paralysis, right? Or should I explain what is paralysis? I'm sure we all know. So start where you are. Accept your current limitations and realities without waiting for ideal circumstances, you know. Use what you have. Leverage your current tools, you know, your knowledge and abilities instead of waiting to upgrade your setup. And also do what you can. Focus on small actionable steps rather than trying to achieve a massive goal all at once. So when you try to do this, you know, it actually transforms the process of you pursuing a goal from an overwhelming hurdle into a series of manageable daily routines, right? So always remember that. When you wait for the right time, when you are waiting for the right time to start doing things, you are going to struggle, you know. So sometimes we don't need to wait for the right time, even though I was saying that, yes, life, there are certain aspects of our life that really requires you to do certain things at the right time, when you think that is the perfect time. But there are also other aspects that do not require you to wait for the right time. You know, I gave an example of, I am not having kids right now because I feel like it's not the right time for me, you know. The moment I feel that it's right for me to have kids, I will have kids. But imagine me saying that, what example would I, let me give an example of, you know, studying. Imagine me not going to study because I believe that it's not the perfect time to go and study, you know. But also, to be honest, I think I'll tell you a story. You know, I usually relate to most of the conversations that we have on the crossover. I would say that at some point, I also felt that I was not ready, you know, to study, you know. Because for me, studying what I wanted to study meant moving to Windhoek. And I knew deep down that Windhoek is not a cheap place to live in, you know, in terms of rent, there's taxi and every other thing that a student might need. So I felt that I was not ready at all. I felt like it was not the perfect time for me to move to the city and come study, you know. I'm sure I've told you guys this story countless times. Probably now it's embedded in the back of your heads. But yeah, I was so lucky and fortunate to meet somebody who had a long-term vision rather than the short-term vision I was having. Because I think I was having the short-term vision in terms of I was just looking at what would go wrong, you know. I was not having the long-term vision to look at what could go right, you know. So this particular person, you know, just really tried to make me see the long-term vision. So the long-term vision was, what could go right? You know, you may never know unless you start, you get there, you see for yourself, because right now it's all assumptions. You don't even know what is going to happen. So actually, that is when I moved from the mindset of it's not the perfect time. Let me actually just start where I am. And that same year, that's when I actually got an application for University of Namibia, got the application, filled it up. I remember the application, I was supposed to pay the application fee, which was, I think it was 150 at that time. And I remember feeling like, do I really want to go pay 150 for an application that might not even be, you know, approved? It might, maybe I'll just waste my 150. But then at the back of my mind, I had those words that were encouraging me to say, there is never a perfect time to start something, but rather start where you are. So I did that. Went to go deposit the money at the bank, attached the receipt as a proof of payment for the application fee, and then I sent the application. I remember I sent it with courier. Yeah, I sent it with courier, and then I kept on waiting and waiting and waiting, you know, to get the indication that you have been accepted, A, B, and C. I remember I waited for quite some time. My friend was even asking me, is you not saying anything? Why are they saying nothing? And then finally, I got the admission letter. The admission letter basically stipulates that we have accepted you. So registration commences when and when. We are expecting you in Windhoek to come and register. So in a nutshell, that is where the whole journey started, you know, for me. Enrolling at UNAM and finally graduating and getting my qualification in 2024. It's because I was advised by somebody to start where I am, you know, because sometimes the perfect moment does not come, to be honest. You know, tomorrow is never guaranteed, and that is the honest truth. A lot of us live our now waiting for tomorrow. There's even something that I saw, I think it was last week on social media, that was saying in this line, because I will not recall the exact words, word to word. I remember the post was talking about how a lot of us are really missing out in the moment, in the now, because we are so focused on fighting for the tomorrow that we might not even be part of, you know. A lot of us are really missing out on a lot of things that are happening in the now, because we are so focused in the future without even knowing that we are going to be part of the future, which is very sad, you know, which is very sad. So it also applies to what we are talking about today in terms of some people are not willing to start right now where they are. You know, some people are having this mindset of, I'm going to wait. It's not yet the time. I'm not ready to go to varsity. I'm not ready to start living alone. I'm not ready to do A, B, and C. I'm not ready to change my career. You know, such things. Like I said earlier on, that I didn't know that you can actually change your career. Even me right now, you know. Let me say I want to become a lawyer. Nothing stops me. There is nothing in my way for me to actually start studying to become a lawyer. There is nothing. You know, if I really want to become a lawyer, I will start studying to become a lawyer. By the time we reach 2030, I would be a lawyer. Or I would be a graduate, a law graduate, looking to be what is the word? Is it registered? Yeah, I think it's registered. I don't know if that's the correct word, but if I start studying law now, by 2030, I would be a law graduate. I might not be a submitted. Is it submitted? Submitted lawyer? I think so. But I probably would be waiting for that moment, you know, to be submitted. Hello.
Mommy?
Hello.
Yes, just 40 seconds.
Yes.
So now you have just given me something that I never thought of.
Mm-mm.
And I'm just urging you to take up that career.
Mm.
Take it up.
Mm.
For you, for intelligent people. I'm not saying that those who are gifted. You know, it's just the framing of my language.
Yeah.
That is something that you, I know that you can do better.
Mm-hmm.
You can do good, excellent.
Mm-hmm.
And not only that, it's just because there's a big need there.
Yeah.
A serious need to help our people.
Mm-hmm.
I know you are also doing that. Please, it's just recent. Congratulations. 2024 is just yesterday.
Yes, yes, and, yes, yes. Because when I started 2020.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, because this conversation with my friend happened 2019. You know,
yes.
It was just a simple question in terms of okay, and you, when are you going to university? You know. And I wanted to give excuses that, oh, I don't have anybody who can help me if I move to Windhoek. A lot of excuses. And then my friend was like, no, man, that is just an excuse. You know, you are too comfortable. And it's because there was also the fear of unknown involved in there, you know.
The
fear of the unknown in terms of if I move to Windhoek, how am I going to survive Windhoek, you know.
We will continue because this one is inspiring the youth.
Yeah.
So, and during those days, there were a lot of from our region, Zambezi, there were a lot.
Yeah.
So and the God will always make a way for you, you understand?
Definitely.
And then how did you take up the final decision and then get called that strong conviction.
Yeah, and it was so funny because I was not expecting my application to be accepted. I think I was also applying in a sense of just to rub it in my friend's face, like, you see, I told you, the application was rejected. But funny enough, the application was accepted. And now it became so surreal in terms of, are you really moving now? Are you really going to move now? You know? Yeah. And then I moved.
You have to move.
Yes. Because also at this point in my life, I had never lived alone, you know.
You see now?
I had never ever lived alone at this point in my life. So all of those things that were so scary to me in terms of, are you going to survive living alone?
Oh my God.
Now look at me. 6 years later, I don't want to live with anyone now.
God was mentoring you. And because of that socialization, that you know you can take up a challenge, you have the ability and the competence that, yes, you can live independently. So you guys, I think you were... I do also say these things because my girls, all my young ones were girls. The boy was big a bit. But I could see that they started living that kind of independent life.
Yeah.
Apart from the time when I used to take them to school, walking, their bags and things like that, I used to see some white asking me and people asking me, those who know, to see me in town carrying their, where are the girls? Where are the girls? I said, they are out. They are on their own. Communication. So thank you very much for that kind of a thing. These are kind of education and creating awareness and to our youth and all these things, and let them take up the challenge, especially that career that you just mentioned. So please, it's very, very enticing. It's a good thing. And the people have got also that kind of a tendency that, that fear. So you cannot do this because of this thing. And you see, continuous, what is lifelong learning, that kind of thing.
Yes,
That concept. And I'm saying that you can have variety of profession.
Definitely. You can.
You can have that. Yes, variety. You can. Things are changing. Thank you very much for all this, the discussion. I think it was very, very good. And I'm sure that those who are zero and things like that, because for me, I don't like missing this conversation. So at least it has motivated us, and a lot of, I know the people are watching soccer, unfortunate, but those who are fortunate to hear this message,
they are listening.
Lives. Thank you very much. God bless you.
Thank you so much. Bye. Yes. Uncle Bwana almost took me back into narrating the whole story. It's a story that I really like to share, especially with the youth who are still finding, their way into life and all that. It's a story that I really, really like to share. Just, you know, like to motivate and also just to push, any young person out there who feels like, I don't think I am capable of whatever this chapter of my life that has to come. You are actually capable. You know, in fact, when I survived that, I realized that if I survived that, then any other person is likely to survive it as well. You know, so like I said, it was a very humbling experience, you know, being told, you can't be, you know, yes, you cannot just be waiting for the perfect time, you know, to say, oh, I can't do this now, I can't do that, I'm waiting for the right time. No, the right time might never come. Is there a mosquito that bit me, or what is going on? There is no winter, you know, even mosquitoes are still biting at this time. You even see them flying around. That's the problem. It is now 5:30 the hour of 5 o'clock. I don't know if it's just me, but today's time really seems to be flying so much, very fast, you know, funny enough. I think a mosquito bit me, colleagues. Think so. Let's go for a quick break. Let me put on my jacket because my arms are exposed, and I think this is why. Whatever mosquito bit me felt there's a chance here, there's an opportunity. So let's go for a quick break. Let me put on my jacket, and we'll continue shortly with our conversation. And then shortly after that, we will go on a musical break. I promised Uncle Buana this other song by the Jackson 5, you know. So I'm sure he's waiting for that song. A, B, C, da, 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 da. So, yeah, I'll see you shortly. Don't go anywhere. Tune in every Sunday from the hour of 4 to the hour of 6 on the crossover with me, Abigail, a show where we dive into timely topics that shape our lives every Sunday when we start off a new week. Yes, a show where we dive into timely topics, you know, as we start off the new week. It is this show. So before we go on the musical break, I'll just like to, you know, share with you a few quotes. And then after that, we will look at, or I want us to look at, you know, the difference between preparation and procrastination in the sense of this conversation that we are having right now. So the few quotes that I have here, the first one says, you don't have to be great to start, but you have to start to become great. We all know that the greatest of all time did not just, you know, wake up and become the greatest of all time, but they started somewhere, and that is how they became the greatest of all time. Another quote says, progress is built one step at a time. You know, and another one says that the best time to start was yesterday. The next best time is today. So if you did not start yesterday, you can start today. And the last one, the last motivation quote says, small actions repeated consistently, they create big results. So small actions repeated consistently, they create big results. So these are a few quotes that I wanted to share with you today for the show, also for our conversation, which is all about starting where you are, and rather than waiting for the perfect time, the perfect moment, or the perfect day, as it may never come. So I want us to look at the difference between preparation and procrastination, you know. I think I have missed speaking so much on the crossover. Yeah, I feel like today I just really want to, you know, talk. Yeah, but don't worry, I'll play your song, Uncle Buana, as promised. I'm the one who promised you the song, so I will definitely play it right after this part where I want us to talk about the difference between preparation and procrastination. So the core difference lies in the outcome, right? Because preparation produces constructive steps toward a goal, while procrastination is an avoidance tactic disguised as productivity. So preparation builds momentum and has a clear end point, whereas procrastination endlessly delays the start date due to fear, perfectionism, or overwhelm. So I also think if I have to give an idea of procrastination is me procrastinating to apply adversity, right? Because I was so afraid at, you know, what would the outcome be? And I'm such a perfect person, right? Even though I do control my perfectionism sometimes, because my perfectionism is more linked to my OCD. I am OCD. You know, so all of these things combined, they really, really describe procrastination. And I see now that that is what I was doing because I did not want to be overwhelmed. You know, now it was the thought of, you know, I've had university requires you to be so you know, you need to focus, you need to do this. And I was like, yo, am I going to manage? You know, so preparation produces constructive steps towards a goal, whereas procrastination is an avoidance tactic disguised as productivity. So with procrastination, there's endlessly delays, you know. When you are supposed to start today, you procrastinate, next week Sunday. Next week Sunday comes, it's also another excuse to say next week Sunday. So let's look at, you know, preparation and procrastination. So when we look at the purpose of preparation, the purpose of preparation is to equip yourself with the necessary tools, skills, and plans to execute a task effectively. Whereas the purpose of procrastination is to avoid doing the actual task out of fear of failure, judgment, or discomfort, right? And then when we come to preparation, the action is that it's action oriented. It bridges the gap between having an idea and executing it. Whereas procrastination, the action is motion oriented. It keeps you busy doing secondary things instead of the core goal. So when it comes to preparation with deadlines, preparation has a defined beginning and an end. You prepare in order to start by a specific time, whereas procrastination, it lacks a concrete starting point. Deadlines are pushed back or ignored. So when we look at the mindset of preparation, is that it fosters learning, it fosters confidence, and also fosters gradual refinement. Whereas procrastination, you know, stems from overwhelm, confusion, and a paralyzing need for things to be perfect. So now I have been talking about procrastination. How do you tell that you are a procrastinating individual? The one thing that I'm going to say to you is that you are often postponing things that you are supposed to do in that moment. That means you are procrastinating. You know, I wanted to be a procrastinator as a student, but then I realized, there is no way I want to carry modules into the next year. There is no way I want to delay me completing this degree in 4 years. So I stopped procrastinating when I realized it's a very unproductive trait, or it's a bad trait. So it is 21 minutes to the hour of 6 o'clock. Today we really spoke. I love this. I think I actually miss speaking. You know, you see, Uncle Buana, you see when you call, it's nice. Whereas I'm just talking alone and I get so exhausted and I'm like, okay. So as promised, one here is the Jackson 5 ABC. Easy as 1, 2, 3. Na, 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 do, re, mi. Yeah, I'll see you soon.
You are now listening to The Crossover with Abigail.
Ladies and gentlemen, would you greet the Jackson 5?
Listening to The Crossover with Abigail.
I see your true colors shining through. I see your true colors. That's why I love you. So don't be afraid to let them show your true colors. True colors are beautiful. You with sad eyes, don't be discouraged, though I realize it's hard to take courage in a world full of people. You can lose sight of it. The darkness inside you makes you feel so small. And see your true colors shining through. I see your true colors. That's why I love you. So don't be afraid to let them show your true colors. True colors are beautiful. Oh, like a rainbow. Show me your smile.
Show me your smile.
Don't be unhappy. Can't remember when I last saw you laughing. When this world makes you crazy and taking all you can bear, just call me up, because you know I'll be there. And see your true colors shining through. I see your true colors. That's why I love you. So don't be afraid to let them show your true colors. True colors are beautiful. Oh, like a rainbow.
Take courage now. Realize when this world makes you crazy, you're taking all you can bear. Just call me up, because you know I'll be there. And see your true colors shining through. I see your true colors. That's why I love you. So don't be afraid to let them show your true colors. True colors. True colors are shining through. I see your true. That's why I love you. So don't be afraid to let them show your true colors. True colors. True colors. So beautiful. So beautiful. Like a rainbow. Your rainbow,
beautiful,
like show me your colors, colors,
true
colors,
colors shine.
Show me your rainbow,
so beautiful.
That's why I love you. Show me your colors,
true colors shining through.
Show me your rainbow,
beautiful,
like show me your colors, colors,
true.
Show me your rainbow,
so beautiful.
That's why I love you. Show me your true colors shining through. Your true colors shining through. True colors shining through. True.
You are now listening to The Crossover with Abigail.
Everyone falls in love sometimes. Sometimes it's wrong, and sometimes it's right. For every win, someone must fail. But there comes a point when we exhale, yeah, yeah, say
shoot, 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 yeah.
Do,
shoot, shoot,
yeah.
Shoot, 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 shoot,
shoot, shoot. All you gotta do is say
shoot, shoot,
shoot, shoot,
shoot, shoot, shoot, shoot, shoot,
my love,
shoot, shoot, shoot.
Sometimes you cry. Life never tells us the winds are wise. When you've got friends to wish you well, you'll find a point when you will exhale. Yeah, yeah. Say
shoot, shoot, shoot,
baby.
Searching for a place, you know, a familiar face somewhere.
Now 8 minutes to the hour of 6 o'clock. As we come to the end of today's program, remember that success really begins with perfect circumstances. It begins with a decision. A decision to take one step, however small. A decision to use what you have, learn what you need, and keep moving forward despite uncertainty. Whatever goal you have been putting off, whether it's starting a business, pursuing an education, improving your health, or making a positive change in your life, don't wait for everything to be perfect. Start where you are, use what you have, do what you can. Thank you for joining us this afternoon on The Crossover. Until next time, keep believing in yourself, keep growing, and keep moving forward. Have a wonderful week ahead of you. From me, Abigail, it is adios.
Girl, you're such a bad thing. Standing there all alone, looking so good to me, baby. Can't do no wrong, hey, baby. Put your arms around me, set my world on. That's no lie, yeah. You put that spell on me, I'll tell you, honey. You know you set me free. Hey, little girl, you know my heart's desires. Come on and give it to me, baby. I can't deny. Motown lover,
Motown lover,
girl of my dreams,
girl of my dreams.
When you laugh, when you cry, girl, that look in your eyes, you're my everything. Oh, baby,
oh, baby, oh.
You put that spell on me, I'll tell you, baby, you know you set me. Oh. for your love. Can't get enough of your love.